We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's talk to Mayor Paige Cognetti, Mayor of Scranton. She's with us this morning to get an update on what's going on in the city. Hi, Mayor Cognetti. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the numbers and COVID. What's going on there in Scranton? Can you tell us the situation? I know you're probably in touch with a number of people, you know, involved on the front lines here.
Yeah. So we have been cautiously optimistic here in Lackawanna County, as we haven't seen the spike in numbers that we maybe feared a few weeks ago. However, we are nowhere near out of the woods. We are still very, very concerned that these numbers could continue to go up, that they will continue to go up in the coming days and weeks. I think we're still in that really, really critical period in our battle for this, and we've got to continue to make sure that people stay home. I'm really, really proud of the people of Scranton and how they've listened, they've heeded those warnings, even though it's been pretty miserable. I think we can all admit that this is a really miserable period for everyone, and it's a really scary time for families, both from a public health and economic perspective. We've got to keep doing what we're doing.
We heard a word from Harrisburg yesterday that there's talk of a testing facility or temporary medical centers that's in the works for Northeast Pennsylvania. Now, the numbers in Luzerne County are a lot higher than Lackawanna County, so it's probably they'd be headed in that direction. But you have heard anything at all from Harrisburg in regard to that?
You know, I don't hear anything from Harrisburg specifically on that. I'm in touch with our county emergency management agency, and I know they've given the state and they're in touch with them about a potential site, but I don't get that information on an hour-to-hour basis in the way that I get some of the other information. You know, the city of Scranton doesn't have a health department, and neither does Lackawanna County, so this has been an interesting exercise, and, you know, seeing the things that we don't have in the system to think after that we're going to be able to look back and figure out what we need to do to correct all of that. I was already wanting to stand up a health department in Scranton. I was putting together a working group for that before this hit, and now more than ever, I think we see the need for some of these things. But the county emergency guys have been great. I know they've been in touch with Harrisburg about a potential site, but I don't have any information about that. And, you know, hopefully we don't get to a testing site would be incredible, but hopefully we don't get to a point where we need to use any of the other contingency spaces.
Yeah, let's talk about testing, just because it seems like it's such a universal issue across the country. You know, people are saying it's hard to get tests unless you meet the criteria. It's also taking a long time sometimes to get them back. Are you hearing anything about that in Scranton with the patients at the hospitals there or the people coming in, you know, to get checked?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, this has been a frustration for everyone here for many weeks now, is that, you do all of this, you stay home, you close your business, you furlough employees, or you ask your employees to stay home. This is all such a sacrifice. And then if you get symptoms, you still have to go through all these hoops and maybe not even qualify for a test. So it's been an issue all over the country, of course, and it remains the case. If we had tests, which hopefully at some point very soon, we'll see more availability of tests. I'm not sure, but if we can, then we can maybe start sending some people back to work. If you know you have those antibodies, for example, those antibody tests, if you could know that, then you could get back to work. We could open up some of our businesses. We could live in less fear.
Dr. Birx mentioned yesterday, which I guess a lot of places are scrambling to get some more information, that these rapid tests that have been, I guess, either sent or, you know, the question is, where are they? That she said if these were the ones that were sent out, were in operation, almost every healthcare worker could be tested so that they can know, are they safe to be working or are they safe to come back to work? So I wonder how many officials are going to be scrambling to figure out what's the logjam, what's happened here.
Right. Again, now's not the time to look back and figure out what happened. But right now, if those do come on, we'll be doing everything we can to help our hospitals get those. Because if we can make sure that our healthcare workers are safe and we could get some of them back who maybe aren't working, the same goes with my first responders. you know, if there's anybody we are worried about, if we could test them and they can get them back on those front lines too, it'd be so very helpful. And then we wouldn't have to worry about the number of healthcare workers. Everyone's already looking at number of ventilators, those types of things. Healthcare workers, of course, is a huge piece of that. Rapid testing would really help. So if and when those become available, I'll do everything that I can. And I know at the county, we'll do the same thing. We'll make sure that our hospitals here in Lackawanna County have what they need.
Now, you've issued a pair of proclamations that are meant to, I guess, tighten up the adherence to CDC guidelines in terms of businesses in the city and churches and faith-based organizations. Tell us about that.
Right. So we, over the weekend, like I said, we've been doing so great here, but I have worried about people kind of getting complacent, backsliding a little bit on the social distancing. And sure enough, unfortunately, we got some reports over the weekend about some faith-based organizations still having in-person worship times. And we also, our retail stores have been great. I've been trying to give them some cover and making sure that we have enough distance within those stores for employees to feel safe and for customers to feel safe. So we put those recommendations out at the beginning of the week as we look as the weather gets nicer. Can't have people going to the store just as a recreational activity. You can't be going to the store. Don't take your family if you have the ability to just go on your own and have somebody else at home with the kids. We're trying to just continue to get that message out, give people that space when they go out to get those essential items. And as unfortunately, and as much as it hurts in a lot of our community, we have the Easter week and weekend coming, but we just can't be worshiping in together at this time. And I hate that it's just a recommendation, it's not an order, but we really want to be emphasizing how important it is to really, really continue to keep our distance.
Well, right. That's,
now you
go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, I was just going to say the 5 customers per 1,000 square feet that you are recommending, that's something that obviously would require them to, I guess a few of them who have been asked said that, staffing's already been set. It might be difficult just to, change that in such a quick manner. You wanted this in effect yesterday. How's it going? Are they able to do that? Have you talked to them about that?
I think that, it's a recommendation, not an order. We're not citing anyone, and I completely understand. My husband's a small business owner, so I know firsthand how difficult it is to implement these things. So it's not that we're going around as of yesterday, citing people. We're really just trying to help ramp up. So I've been in touch with the larger business owners, and they're working with us. We're working with them. This is, again, to help them and their employees, help their customers feel safe. It's not something that, I'm commanding that they do from on high. This is a community effort, and they've been really, really, really helpful. And we're just grateful for them for continuing to put themselves and their employees out there for us.
Is there any social media component that Scranton is considering or has included already in terms of educating the citizens of the city about the latest of what's going on with the COVID effort?
Yeah, so we do, I do regular town halls every Tuesday and Friday at noon. We do them over, so it's a little complicated. As you guys know, Zoom's had some issues. We haven't been able to do a call-in type of function. So we do it on Zoom via Facebook Live. There's also a telephone number to dial in. All that information is on our website and on our Facebook page, Mayor of Scranton. We continue to pump out as much information as possible, both on the website and through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to try to get that information out. We've been doing a lot in Spanish as well to help our Spanish-speaking community. And we even have a COVID guidebook in paper copy. We have Spanish and English at City Hall outside, of course, that if someone wants to just drive up and grab, they can. So social media has been an incredible tool. I think, even 10 years ago, if this had hit, that ability to get information out would have been it's just a number of avenues. So one thing I haven't done is Snapchat, and I was really I should probably get on Snapchat.
Reliable and timely information obviously is key because, if you're on, spend 10 minutes on Facebook, you'll encounter 100 experts on any given topic, and not always that information is reliable. So coming from a central source that knows what's going on, I think is key.
That's what we think, and I keep reminding my constituents not to, have too heavy of a news diet, that not only do you need a varied diet, but you also need to, you know, you don't need to eat constantly.
Yeah,
so, right. You know, turn off the television, turn off the Facebook, don't drive yourself crazy. It's really scary. You know, I'm really nervous today and tomorrow, and we're really going into a tough period where I think that we might see our numbers go up, just given the not because we're not doing what we're doing, but just this virus is really, really tough to contain, and we're really going to, you know, see some numbers go up probably locally, and I'm nervous about that. But we can't drive ourselves crazy and just have the news on all the time. But we're trying our best in Scranton to keep that information out and answer questions, which is, you know, what you guys are able to do every day.
Yeah, obviously, the message is for folks to just keep doing what you're doing. I know that's one of the concerns when you do hear some of the news about, oh, in Pennsylvania, the new cases are, going up, but not going up quite as high of a percentage. You want to give people hope that, you know, what you're doing is working. But on the other hand, you don't want them to get complacent.
Right. We're in a tricky period here with us. That's exactly the case. Also, it's getting nice outside. And I know, I've been putting on my mask and taking my daughter out for a walk in our neighborhood, and we keep a respectful distance with the neighbors. But as the weather gets nice, you just so badly you want to go out and, you know, play basketball or something. We did, unfortunately, also after the weekend, have to close up the basketball hoops. It's just, you know, it's a really, really tough time, but we are getting through. It is working. If we hadn't social distanced, I don't even want to think about what our numbers would look like in Scranton and the county, throughout the state, throughout the country. So it is working. We have some more time to go. I am just so impressed with everyone, not only here, but just across the country. I mean, if you told us even a month ago, that the American people would all get it for themselves and for each other and protect each other's health like this. I mean, it's not a surprise, but it's unbelievable that it's happening. And I'm just so proud, of everyone in Scranton and proud of everyone in the country.
To Mayor Paige Cognetti, thanks for being with us. If you ever need to come out and spread the word about what's going on there, let us know, okay?
Thank you very much, you guys. Be well.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.